Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. Chris Mason joining us here on the show. Predators win 3-2 in shootout fashion last night over the St. Louis Blues. That's two games in a row, 4 points critical there. C-Mace, number one, what has been the difference between this team's six-game losing streak, 8-9, stumbling there for a couple of weeks, and then the way they've played the last two games against St. Louis? What has been the biggest difference in your opinion?
Honestly, one of the biggest things I think is that, and I'm taking from what Peter Laviolette said after the first game against St. Louis, is their decision making. I think during that losing streak, I think they would, you know, they would do a lot of good things, and offensively, I think they put up a lot of numbers. They get some scoring chances. You know, maybe they'd outscore or outchance the other team by quite a large margin and end up on the wrong side. And some of those games they'd get smoked, like against the Chicago game there, but. But, you know, lately they've been doing a better job with having numbers back, not being too aggressive, not getting four guys caught in the offensive zone trying to create offense. Their transition game, in turn, has been better because of it. So they have numbers back in the neutral zone. They've been stronger there, and they get a lot of offense that way, and they're not giving up nearly as much. You know, you're going to play St. Louis, top team, one of the top teams in the league. They're going to get their chances. But if you play strong defensively like the Blues do, you know, you can come out, because I think the Preds are faster. And then confidence. They look like they've got so much more swagger than they did during that losing streak. Even at the start of it, it just didn't quite feel like that was the team that we're used to seeing, and that was their identity. So I think that in hand with discipline, they stayed out of the penalty box, took a few penalties, but you know, nothing like we saw before. So I liked everything. And then you're getting good goaltending.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. First, I wanted to, because I got a chance to see Willie, I think, day before yesterday, before you guys left for St. Louis. It might have been last week. And I commended him on how you guys are doing such a great job, you and him, on air at breaking down the game, or, you know, play by play. You guys do a wonderful job. It keeps me, you know, in tune. It keeps me in the know, the way you guys sort of break down the game as it's going on. So I want to say, you know, kudos to you and Willie for that. I don't know if you guys ever get that throughout the day, but you two guys do a great job. And I want to say kudos to you and thank you, because it makes the game easier to follow when I'm watching you guys. So I wanted to get that out the way first.
You just made my day, buddy.
Oh, well,
has it quieted the kids down at least?
Well, yes, and so I'm cutting up toast as I'm doing this.
But
I appreciate
great.
That, DB.
Nice.
Honestly, that's our goal. That every time we go to, is just try to, and especially for me, I'm just learning the best way to educate fans and try to have fun and you know, represent the Preds the best we can.
Absolutely. Now it seemed like yesterday, last night, they had good puck movement. I thought that was the same really this past weekend. They had good puck movement. They played better defense. It may have sort of compromised a little bit of what they do offensively, because they didn't score as many goals. But I think if you're going to win 2-1, you would rather it be that than lose giving up 9 goals. Have you seen it sort of that way, the good puck movement, at least the last two games, and them really paying attention to what's going on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point, because I think because of their details in their defensive side of things, you know, sometimes, you know, you're struggling, you go along and you're playing all these different teams, you think it's going to be, you know, you're coming against the St. Louis Blues. They've just been tearing everybody up. I mean, until they played the Preds, they were 7-1-2. They just blew Calgary out of the water. And, you know, you're kind of thinking, oh, no, this is the last thing the Predator, or the last team the Preds need to be facing right now because of what's going on. And all of a sudden, in a way, it's kind of a galvanizing thing. But I think the way that they committed to the defensive game helped them with their ability to move the puck up the ice, because they're back in position and they would catch the Blues coming coming forward. They would turn pucks over either in the neutral zone or just over the blue line. Then they would go back the other way and they would catch St. Louis, you know, moving forward, and they would catch them, and they ended up, you know, in turn spending a lot more time in St. Louis's end than the Preds' end. You know, the Blues obviously pushed back in the third period, but that game, I think Jake Allen, you know, he played a heck of a hockey game. If it weren't for him, I think the Preds would have blew St. Louis out of the water in the second period. But the puck movement, it was definitely better. And again, that's chalk that up to decision making as well. And that's not taking unnecessary chances offensively. If you think you have a 50-50 or a 40-60, instead of going for that chance, you sit back and you live to fight another day, wait back in the neutral zone, get your opportunity, cut St. Louis off, and then go back and ram it down their throat. So I thought they were much more methodical, which led to, I thought, great puck movement, being able to spread out the Blues' defense.
Chris Mason joining us here, Preds TV analyst on Fox Sports. And obviously, Preds win last night 3-2 in a shootout over the St. Louis Blues. Two straight wins over the defending cup champs. And Chris, St. Louis plays a heavy game. They like to throw elbows, knock Grimaldi into the boards a little bit here and there. They like to do that. That's how they play. And I think a lot of teams are going to play like that against this Nashville Predators team until they show that they can take it. And certainly they've done that the last couple of nights. Some of that is, it also cost them Victor Arvidsson in the process, but some of that is the guys they've called up, Olivier and Daniel Carr, both guys that don't mind playing in the dirty areas. Did you see this team playing better in front of the net on offense the last two nights?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, again, going to play against a team like St. Louis, you're not going to get scoring chances if you don't go to that area. And I think they knew that, and I feel like at the beginning of the year, I feel everyone was doing it. You know, there's always the guys that will go there, Bonino, Arvidsson, when he's in the lineup. They'll always do it, but there's, and Sissons, but there's other guys that don't always do it. And I think in order for a team to be successful, especially in the playoffs, if you want to have success there, or, you know, during tough times like right now in the regular season, you have to go to the net and you have to pay a price. You're going to get hurt. You're going to, you know, you're going into Colton Parayko, 6'6", 240 pounds, and he's going to be all over you. But when you go there, and if you go in numbers, you can outnumber them at the net, and it just causes complete chaos. And I think, you know, when the Predators do that, every time they do that, it seems they have success as a team. You know, not just the one or two or three usual suspects of guys that do that. And, you know, you got the Bonino line with Smith and Grimaldi, and, you know, going down the wings, Smith and Grimaldi flying down the wings. Those guys are fearless. And Grimaldi going up against Parayko, might as well just skate through his legs. But he probably could, actually. But he's not, you know, he doesn't back down. And those guys play with heart. And then Nick Bonino is such a good net front guy. And even if they're not scoring goals, they're wearing teams down and they're playing in the offensive zone. And it pays dividends. But I think that's another great point. The last two games, I think the team has been committed to doing those things. And not the three or four guys, everybody.
Yeah, and Grimaldi going up against Pietrangelo every shift is hilarious, too. It's just like he doesn't care. He's not scared at all. Chris Mason joining us here, which leads me to our final question, of course. And I get it. It's a really tough situation. I understand all of that. In your opinion, just as a hockey analyst, in your opinion, is that the part of the game that Kyle Turris needs to develop to earn his way back into the starting lineup? Is that net front, that physicality, that stuff we're talking about right now, is that the thing that could be keeping him out of the lineup if you had to guess?
I mean, it's possible. You know, that's an element. I think if Kyle's not going to be playing on, the top two lines, it's tough to justify him as a checking type of a player. And, I don't know this whole situation and how it's going to play out, but I don't think that having him on a checking line, they tried to do that, is really, it's fair to him because his skill set is more offensive. I don't know the exact reason, but you're playing against a certain team like St. Louis where you need that element, I think, of grit and size. Nashville Predators are one of the smallest teams in the NHL, and St. Louis, probably one of the biggest teams. So I think if you're trying to devise a game plan and put a lineup together to combat what they have, I think you need that grit and size to compete with it. And I think it was very effective, you know, the lineups that they put out there and the way that they played. So, you know, obviously we'll monitor the situation there, but I think, you know, to play against the St. Louis Blues, that was something that was, you know, probably considered, was the size and physicality of those games.
And hard to argue with the results, 4 points against the defending champs. Chris Mason, always a pleasure, man. Thank you, man. Have a great holiday.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep.
Absolutely there. And you can even hear it in his voice there. It's just a tough situation right
now. Yeah, it is.
And nobody really knows what's going on. Again, there's lots of different conversations with Kyle Turris. What do we do going forward? Who's to be blamed for all of this? Why is it? How did it get to this point? Who disagreed on what? There's a million questions. But number one, a separate discussion is, does he help you win games today? And in the last two games, they went 2-0. They beat the Blues, and they went with more grit and more sandpaper and more jam, whatever you want to call it. And Daniel Carr scored the game-winning goal in a shootout. So you can question the decision if you want to, but they picked up 4 points in the process. Now let's see what happens moving forward as they play teams that maybe are more finesse teams, more skilled teams, more speed teams. Let's see what happens then, and let's see what happens with Kyle Turris. Ongoing Kyle Turris saga.
Yeah, it's ongoing, and you know, hopefully we will, you know.
You think we're going to learn something?
Privy to, you know, what's truly going on pretty soon here.
I don't know about that.
With Kyle Turris, because these are not the only two games he was benched, right?
No, he had one. I think he had one other one against Vancouver on Thursday night.
Yeah,
it makes sense against that. You can argue, like CMA said, and I agree. Again, it's a separate discussion. Does he help you beat St. Louis tonight? And you could argue Daniel Carr was the better option last night.
Yeah.
The question is, now what do you do? If he's not the better option, and that is the reality of the situation, what do you do?
Because you're going everywhere else to get help.
Right.
Instead of right there.
And then not telling
us
why.
The guy you're paying $6 million to.
Yep. Fans are going to keep asking the question, boys. It ain't going to stop. It's going to keep coming. So, but if the Preds keep winning, does anyone care?
Yeah. After a while, they keep winning. After a while,
there you go.
The noise is going to start to get muted.
There you go. Morning Drive, Big Finish when we return.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.